Cody Kessler has now been named the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and what does it mean? That means that Cody Kessler, now that he's out of concussion protocol, went into an open competition with Josh McCown throughout practice, and we heard from Hugh Jackson all week about Cody just needs more time in practice to just prove to him that he deserves a starting nod, and he did that. And what does it mean for the Cleveland Browns? I think we're going to see a steady dose of Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson on the ground, but we're going to get to see Terrell Pryor and Corey Coleman for the first time play with Cody Kessler. So it's something very exciting and something I'm going to be looking forward to this Sunday. As always, stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Browns! Here we go!
That Cody is starting and acknowledge that you guys really kind of need to see if he can be your quarterback in the future. So what have you seen in Cody so far that leads you to believe that maybe he can be that, and what else do you need to see?
I try to stay in the moment, you know, more so than the decision makers, should I say. He's had a good week of practice. We'll be ready to try and you know, just match the intensity of a really good Dallas defense. They're a really good football team. Their defensive unit is led by Sean Lee. Great, got it right. Number 50, and they play hard.
But can you assess that, I mean, what good things that you've seen from Cody?
So from Cody, yeah. I mean, Cody, he has a natural instinct and awareness in the pocket that that gives him a chance to just make the, how can I put it, you know, without saying, you know, he's a good game manager, but just to stay on schedule and make the plays within the play call, okay? And that's something that's rare for young quarterbacks, you know, just his poise, his toughness, all right, his overall field vision, and then once again, those instincts that he have in the pocket.
Corey Coleman can have on the offense as a whole in his return?
Wow, he's a guy that can score the ball. And you can throw him a short pass and he can run a long way with it, you know, a long way with the ball. And he is a playmaker, you know, and that's the one thing that that this offense, Coach Jackson's offense, relies on, you know, just guys making plays, in particular the big plays. And that's what we need more of.
You know, it'll take Corey a little time to knock off the rust, or do you think he might be able to just kind of slide right in there?
Well, he's fast. You know, he's fast, and he was fast when he played against Baltimore, and I feel like he's even faster now. Over the past, however long it was that he wasn't able to go out and play with his teammates, he's been working hard with Coach Al to stay, you know, on top of the playbook, and he's prepared himself from week to week as if he was playing. So that can only help him, you know, to be able to make that transition back to the playing field.
Thank